The following program is an AUFans.com production. War Eagle.
Rudy! Rudy Ford! Look out!
Ooh, did anybody get the number of that locomotive?
Oh, yeah. That was the number 7 Fournette Express out of Baton Rouge.
This is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
To the 30, taillights, touchdown, Auburn! Wow, they're not going to keep them off the field tonight! Holy cow!
It's a little bit like a punch in the gut.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about?
And now, Talking Tigers football. Here are your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb.
And I am your host, Stan Stevens.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay, where we strive to inform and entertain you, our listening audience. I'm Jay Webb, your other host who likes toast. This is our fourth show of the 2015 season. We're beginning to think that if we either put a smile on your face or make you rip snorting mad, we've done our jobs. Isn't that pretty accurate, Stan?
I think that's what we're. Yeah. That's our goal. I think so, that we have that up there on the wall on a mission statement. Yeah,
exactly right. Right here in the West Wing, yes. Madison, Alabama. So, so this past game looked a little bit like a train wreck from our perspective. What do you think, Stan?
I think that opening was apropos, Jay. We are now on the 2015 season. The Auburn Tigers are now 2-1 after the thrashing we received from the LSU Tigers.
Ouchie.
This past Saturday, 45-21, Jay, and it probably wasn't that close. I think Crow is in my. And my future.
Indeed it is.
I don't know if Alfred Hitchcock has got another movie to let me star in. Yes, exactly. Sounds like that, Jay. Because I had predicted, 31-27 perhaps, that we would upend the LSU Tigers. We were playing it at daytime, which would seemingly be an advantage for Auburn. Unfortunately, a lot of my prediction was based on, you know, how LSU had struggled with Mississippi State. And I'm afraid I have underestimated how good maybe a job that Dan Mullen is doing and has done so far with Mississippi State, because even though LSU almost lost to State, again, LSU just dominated us, Jay, and it started really on the first play of the game. Leonard the Train Fournette, as we'll call him today, he almost took it to the house on the first play of the game. Mm-hmm. There was a key block thrown by the referee, I believe it was, on that play where Rudy Ford, who Rudy got tangled up with, and of course Fournette. But the hole was gaping that he ran through. And to be honest with you, Jay, that first play, we can pretty much almost stop with that in the analysis of the game, because that was kind of a microcosm of the whole football game, at least as far as Auburn defense. I received a stat earlier this week that I think Fournette carried it like 19 times, and – 8 of those carries, I'm told, he was 5 yards past the line of scrimmage before he was even touched. Now, Let me put that in some more perspective. You typically an I formation tailback starts about 7 yards deep in the backfield.
Okay.
And of course, he's coming forward and getting the football from the quarterback. Where we're saying he's probably 12 yards into his sprint before anybody's touching him. And as I think we said, you told me off camera, the defenders are not coming at him at a 12-yard run.
Yeah, so he's already at full speed, and they're reaching out. They can't get him.
Yeah, or they're running, or as a train example, they ran over several of guys. Of course, you may recall later in the game, Trey Matthews did his best Urban Cowboy mechanical bull impersonation when he tried to go up high on Fournette. And I can understand. I mean, the guy is, 230-plus pounds. They claim that he runs a 4, a sub 4.440. I can imagine that coming at you. You really got to really dig deep to put your shoulder in there like you should. But so, anyway, as I watched the film and rewatched it, LSU dominated the line of scrimmage. It's certainly their offensive line dominated our defensive front. Now, unfortunately, I found out today, or heard, and probably everybody's heard by now, Carl Lawson appears to be injured worse than we had first hoped or been led to believe.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure Carl's going to be back. He's and you hate to be, again, you hate to make excuses, but unfortunately right now that Auburn defense, it can't stand to have a talent of Carl Lawson's magnitude out. We just can't. I mean, I'm looking out there, Jay, we're playing 5 and 6 freshmen, and I could go through the names, but, everybody knows who they are. We're constantly – I mean, these are some guys – I mean, this defense by the end of the year, with these guys getting experience and certainly going in the future, this bodes well. I mean, I think these kids are talented.
Right.
But right now, we're pretty thin. And, again, we had no answers against LSU. I mean, they threw for under 100 yards. I mean, they're going to run the ball, and you still can't stop them? That's pretty scary. So, offensively, Jay, believe it or not, early in the game we had a chance. Jeremy had what I'm calling the 18-yard fumble pass. It basically he started to, throw the ball, and on his backward motion, oops, but he did get back on it.
Yeah, luckily.
Wasn't
anybody back there yet, luckily.
But, I mean, of course, honestly, that play, that fumble led to probably the most productive player on our team Saturday, and that was Kevin Phillips, the punter. That led to, that made it.
It was amazing.
And he did. He averaged like 50 yards punt. But, Jay, if your best player – sometimes if your best player for the game might be your place kicker, well, if he kicks 7 field goals, you still had a you won the game. When your punter's the best guy, then that usually means, especially with a Gus Miles on offense, you're in trouble. So, anyway, anybody that saw the game, you could see the domination. Again, it didn't look any better on the film the second time through that I watched it. Auburn would miss and so here's the thing, even some of the missed tackles. I mean, LSU looked like, I don't know what they're feeding those guys down there in the bayou, but I mean, they looked bigger, faster, stronger.
I thought so too.
I could go on and we could just keep saying, well, right here, the LSU game is one you want to try to put out of your mind. Now, to recap what we did against LSU, Jay, we got dominated on the defensive front, and we're not getting great linebacker play either. Why I'm adding it, nobody gets off of blocks. And again, LSU may be that good, and part of me hopes that they are, because maybe we wouldn't be as bad, or maybe others couldn't dominate us like they did. But offensively, we were much more competitive. But again, Jeremy throwing it to the wrong color jersey. We actually got a break right before the half. He threw it right to an LSU guy who's going to walk into the end zone, and the LSU guy just dropped it. But he still had a pick. And, you know, the offense, Jay, some more crow I guess I would need to eat. I said that Jeremy was going to run the ball so many times to run that zone read offense, which is basically you know, the tailback comes in, you put the ball in his stomach, you pull it out, you pull it in, and if you're Jeremy Johnson, you run around in. He didn't do that. He ran the ball some in the second half after the game was kind of decided, sort of. So he just – He, you know, our passing game is just non-existent. Duke Williams, non-existent. I mean, I'm stunned that a guy like Duke Williams, who almost went pro and came back for his senior year, and I mean, he's just nowhere to be found. But so that's kind of where we are with LSU, and that's how you end up getting beat 45-21.
Yeah, amen. So. Obviously, this game was dismal. We'll put it in the past. But what in the world are Gus and the Tigers going to do from here? What do you think?
Well, that's a good question. Some of that or part of that answer might be today. Of course, the big news that everybody's certainly heard of by the time they hear the show is that Gus named Sean White, the backup quarterback, as the starting quarterback against Mississippi State.
Okay.
Of course, everybody had been just, you know, clamoring for, you know, the backup. And as I said in maybe the first show of the year or so about the, you know, the backup quarterback's always the most popular guy. So I don't know who they're going to be. Either Jonathan Wallace or Jason Smith may be the most popular guy come Saturday. But whoever ends up being the backup. But Sean White is a kid, Jay, that a lot of people like. There's a former pro quarterback and a quarterback analyst, Trent Dilfer, who had Sean at an elite quarterback camp, if you will, before he signed with Auburn. I believe it was before he signed with Auburn. And anyway, Sean White ended up winning this camp, whatever went into that scoring system. But
so we think prospects are good.
Well, that's right. You know, Trent, they interviewed, apparently Trent, they talked to him today about, you know, what he thought about Sean. And he said that Sean White can make all the throws, which means, you know, deep, the ball, the outs, and these throws that take a lot of arm strength. He says he can make all the throws. He said he compared him. He's not very big. He's only like 6 foot, where Jeremy's 6'5". But – Trent compared him to, and this is high praise, to Drew Brees, who's the quarterback for the Saints. Now, if I got to tell you, Jay, if he's half as good as Drew Brees, then, you know, certainly right now, then we really, really, you know, gotten something by this exchange in quarterbacks. But I wouldn't put too much. I mean, Mississippi State's going to be tough, Jay. Like I said, I was really prepared to pick Mississippi State to go to beat us this week, if something like this hadn't happened, and I don't know, we'll go here, we'll give the score here what I'm thinking in just a minute, but this certainly has pumped up life into the fans and probably the team. There was some talk going around that maybe some of the Auburn players were, I mean, they supported Jeremy, they're behind him. I mean, he's one of the, but there is that loss of confidence. And a quarterback is more than just the obvious guy that gets the ball every play on offense. He, you know, he tends to be the leader of the team, and even the even the defensive players, you know, sometimes the effort that they're able to put into it sometimes is dependent a little bit on the offense and the hope basically. There's the word.
Yeah, there you go.
The hope that the offense gives the defense that, hey, we're going to stop these guys and our offensive guys are going to get some points for us so that we can ultimately win the game. So, Mississippi State, Jay, they're 2-1. Okay. They started out, they beat Southern Miss to start the season. This past weekend, they beat Northwestern State. I'm not sure exactly where that is, except it's northwest from somewhere.
Some state.
That's right. But but they again, that maybe their most impressive game now was the LSU loss, where they held LSU to 21 points. So you know, it's at Jordan-Hare, 6:30 on ESPN 2, the Deuce, Saturday night. So I mean, there's going to be, I know a lot of folks going. There's going to be a big crowd there. The big scoreboard that, you know, we've mentioned will be lit up for, I mean, everybody in probably Lee County and beyond to see. I think with the change of quarterbacks, I think there'll be more energy in the air than there might have been, Jay.
Yeah.
I think people were very, and rightfully so, worried about where this season, and still worried about where this season's going. And again, Jay, some of it's on the media. You know, Auburn was picked to win the SEC. And as I honestly, when I look at how many defensive freshmen were playing, I'm not sure what people were looking at. Of course, again, Carl Lawson, just that one guy. And people say, no, nah, I'm just telling you, he's that good. It dominoes on that whole defense. Yeah. But he's gone, and so there's going to have to be some other guys step up. And hopefully, you know, we can play better with Sean, and hopefully they'll run more of Gus's real offense. I mean, we've been anything but hurry up, no huddle. Well, yeah. we no huddle, but the hurry up part, I mean, we're only running 60 plays a game. You know, where Gus typically would want to run 90 plays a game. And so some keys to look for Mississippi State, Jay, is, of course, obviously their quarterback, Dak Prescott. He's an all-conference preseason pick, and he's good. He's as good as advertised. I thought because they had lost so many offensive linemen and just seniors in general, starters, that they would be much weaker. I guess we're going to find out. Yeah. They do have a big play receiver, a guy named Darunyan Wilson. This guy's about 6'5", 230. Yeah. I mean, he's big as an offensive lineman, or what they used to be at receiver.
Yeah.
So it's going to be important that we somehow get pressure on Prescott. And again, Jay, one of the things that we've done the first three games, the quarterback has killed us with his legs.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you remember when they put in that freshman for Louisville, that's when they started doing something. The Jack State quarterback killed us with his legs and his arms. And then, again, Saturday, the LSU quarterback, Harris, he had less than 100 yards passing. Less than 100 yards passing, Jay, and yet they still just thrashed us. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, Prescott's a big kid. I mean, he's heavy. He's 230, whatever he is.
Yeah. Is he known to run?
He will run the football. Mm. And so – we've got to do a better job with containment, you know, and that means keeping him in the pocket, not stay in your lanes. That's easy to say when some 330-pound guy's pushing you one direction. You know, it's not always easy to stay in your, in quote, your lane of rush. So here's what we got to do, Jay.
All right.
We're Saturday night. Of course, the game is, again, it's at Auburn. It's going to help us that it's a night game. It'll be cooler. Now, I did hear some early forecast that it might be a chance of rain, but it should be cooler at night. The guys should be well rested from a physical beating they took Saturday. Mississippi State, of course, is on the road. So, I mean, again, playing at night at Jordan-Hare should give us some advantage there. I think there'll be a lot more energy than there normally would have been with Sean White, you know, being named starting quarterback. I think it's Gus has got to put Sean in some good situations early, some short passes, some safe things to get his feet. Jay, this is going to be Sean's first collegiate start. This is quite a fire to be thrown in an SEC game. So I think Sean having success early is going to be important. Defensively, Jay, we just got to find a way somehow to slow down the run. Now, Dak, you know, the quarterback can run it. I don't know who I would say their best running back actually went pro last year. So I'm not sure who's their leading rusher, but we've got to figure out a way to slow down. And the other big thing, Jay, and this is a problem we had last year, we're getting these teams, we're making these teams a lot of times drive, and we're getting them in a lot of third downs. We're not getting them off the field on third down. We've got to, if we're able to keep them from getting a big play, we've got to, and they keep moving the ball, we've got to come up with a big third down stop and get them to punting the football and stop these long 10 and 12 play drives. After thinking about everything, Jay, I am going to say Auburn 31, Mississippi State 24.
All right, 31-24. That sounds respectable.
Well, I mean, I'll take 31-30. I'd take 30.5 to 30 if we just need a win really bad, and yeah. I think this is. I tell you what, you wouldn't normally think Mississippi State. This is a huge game for this season. We win this game, I think the confidence, especially if Sean can be the kind of quarterback that we hope that he can be. Again, he doesn't have to come out like Joe Montana Saturday night, but if we see a spark and we see some hope, we see good decisions, obviously he's going to get better with experience. All of them do.
Oh, yeah.
But that could lead, because we've got some games coming up that we can win. We've got some games that might have looked really tough on the road, down the road, like Arkansas, who's struggling themselves. So it's a really, really big game, and let's hope that we can pull it out. Now, speaking of Arkansas and then around, it's about time for the SEC report real quick, Jay.
Go for it.
Well, this past week, just to run through these real quick, more crow here, Jay. Yeah, that's because Florida did go into Lexington and beat Kentucky. Now, here again, and this is not to make excuses, because I'm not making one here. I just blew the call. But one of the things that might lead you to think a team is ready to, say, step up, like Kentucky. Mm-hmm. They went into South Carolina and beat South Carolina on the road. Florida looked pretty weak against an East Carolina team that ended up really getting hammered Saturday. So probably before the game, I'd have still thought, Kentucky wins this game. Well, Florida wins 14-9. Well, it turns out South Carolina just got killed by Georgia. So that explained a little bit more why Kentucky was able to beat them. But Georgia hammered South Carolina. Missouri, in almost the goat of the week, Jay, beats Connecticut 9-6. I mean, and you had Tennessee beating up on Western Carolina. Vanderbilt, almost the team of the week, getting that big win up there in Nashville. 47-7 over Austin Peay, the governess. The goat of the week, Jay, goes to Arkansas and Bert, is it Bert or Brett? Bert, Coach Bielema, for running his mouth, and then Texas Tech came into Fayetteville and beat them 35-24. Texas A&M, no gamble at all, beat Nevada 44-27.
Did I hear a rim shot?
That was pretty bad, though, wasn't it? I won't be playing here all week, ladies and gentlemen. And the game of the week and the team of the week in a great football game, Ole Miss 43 over Alabama's 37. I'll tell you what, Jay, Ole Miss got up 30-10, and the Tide fought it back and almost had a chance to, have a chance to win it at the end. So, even though Alabama lost, I really thought they still got – Ole Miss is probably the best team in this short season that I've seen so far.
Okay.
And really the difference in that game, and I know Coach Saban, of course, is he's always preaching turnovers. Alabama had 5 turnovers, Jay, in that game, and still almost came back and beat Ole Miss. So, I guess looking ahead to this week, we've got some big games, as we always do every week in the SEC. UT, the Vols, travel to Gainesville. I am going to say that Tennessee is going to end a 9 or 10 year streak against the Gators by going to Gainesville and beating Florida. Tennessee should be undefeated. I've seen both of them play, and Tennessee's got a lot more talent. So I know the game's in Gainesville. I'm going with the Vols. Georgia beats Southern. I don't even know where Southern, if that's Southern from Louisiana or anyway, they'll win that game. I'm going to pick Missouri to go to Kentucky and beat the Wildcats, Jay.
Okay. I'm with you.
You are with me, aren't you?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, here's Kentucky, though, is playing at home, and Missouri can't score against it. But the last couple years, I don't know how Missouri's doing it, but they keep winning games that you don't think they can win. And, again, Kentucky just showed me so little. But, I mean, you get 9 points at home against Connecticut. You almost could envision them not scoring at all against Kentucky. And yet, Jay, your fearless forecaster, and picking Missouri over Kentucky. What do you think about that? Okay. All right, I've got South Carolina coming back home and beating the University of Central Florida. You can go ahead and yawn now if you'd like. The Ole Miss Rebels will absolutely have no mercy, and they will destroy what was formerly known as Vanderbilt University. Saturday.
That's actually on their schedule.
I tell you what, Jay. I'm gonna pull out an old line here, Jay. Watch it. If this was a fight, they'd stop it, because it's that's unfair. Vandy and Ole Miss. The Tide will whip up on Louisiana Monroe. Mm-hmm. I think LSU will travel all the way to Syracuse, and I guess they're still playing in the Carrier Dome up in Syracuse. But LSU beats Syracuse, and I hope they look pretty good doing it, or otherwise, ooh, I'm really going to feel bad about our Tigers. And then probably the big game of this week, Texas A&M, Arkansas from Arlington, Texas, Jay.
Ooh.
I'm going with the Aggies of Texas A&M, since the Arkansas goat pigs, they've been the goat of the week, too. Just seem like all of a sudden they can't do anything. Right. So I've got to go with Texas A&M to beat Arkansas.
The way things have been going, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Arkansas.
Would you? Let me ask this. What would surprise you?
Nothing.
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 Well, Jay, that's it. Right. You know, we've got a big game Saturday in Auburn. We've got to beat Mississippi State. If we don't, this is going to be a long, we're going to really be doing a whole lot more skits going forward in this show, Jay.
Exactly. It'll be a lot more entertaining than informing, huh?
Exactly. Because
we're going to have to get a new dance routine.
That's it. So here's the thing, Jay. I mean, we got to have it.
But we expect some wins.
We do. And starting really this Saturday. Do. So AU fans, yeah, thanks for being the loyal listeners that you are. And, you know, again, if you want to come to the website and challenge me with something, I'm pretty vulnerable at this point.
Oh, you know. I mean, give him some hard questions.
I'm not picking anything
right,
Jay.
Go right now. AUfans.com.
I think it's something.
You'll see that big, huge graphic that says, Ask an AUfans.com expert. That is not me. That's Stan.
Do we actually have
click
an expert
on that
right now?
Click on it. Put forth your question to Stan. It'll be fun.
Maybe that's
we might even mention you on the air if you don't mind.
Well, there you go. Even if you do mind, I might mention somebody. Might make somebody up. Anyway, so Jay, let's go beat the Bulldogs. Thankfully no cowbells.
Woo! Leave them at home.
Leave the cowbells at home. Bulldog fans.
All right,
Jay, that's it. Enjoyed it, War Eagle. And let's go get them.
Oh, yeah, War Eagle, everybody.
You've been listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay, with your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb. This has been a production of AUFans.com in association with Webb and Stevens Unlimited Media. Thank you for listening, and War Eagle!